Hey everyone, it's Angela Stevens, and I'm the podcast host to Refocus with Angela and refocuscareers.com/podcast. Summer is here. All the kids are out of school now, or going to be soon. And I just wanted to give you guys some ideas about what to do now that your kids are home, especially if you work from home and you've got kids at home. I know it can be challenging. I've been there. I've done that. My little one is now 22, living on his own and doing great. But there's a lot of things I miss. And I learned a lot of tips and tricks along the way that I thought I would share with you, and I hope they help you, or you may be able to help someone else. But first things first, my mom always used to tell me this. She said, it takes kids 2 weeks to get used to being out of school and 2 weeks to being in school. And I have to say, she was spot on that. Think about that as you have patience those first couple of weeks. However, you know, encourage them to get up, make their bed. Okay, I had to just say that anyway. But there's some other ideas. If they do that, that's really great. But if you have a young adult or teen, this is a really cool idea. As a single mom for 10 years, one of the things that I wish I'd done better is I would have taken time to do better albums. And you know, you get busy, right? And sometimes that gets put off. And I know I'm not the only mom out there that's been through that. So, but what you can do, and this can be a really cool project, you know, take your child or your teenager, young adult, you can go, you know, to michaels.com, you can go to staples.com, walmart.com. Our products are, by the way, are all on there. However, you can go buy them supplies that they need. So for instance, you might buy them binders or albums, colored paper, stickers, labels. Poppin has some great scissors. If you've never tried those are really great. But get them, you know, involved in their summer and encourage them to do something, you know, versus staying on social media, because that's, you know, that's something you don't want them to get in the process of. But if you make it a fun project, they're going to have a better summer overall. But really be creative and then take their ideas as well. And, you know, if they get bored, you know, give them different ideas about, hey, maybe you could do this, or you could write this, or even help with dinner, make, you know, have them plan out dinners with you. And I know that sounds crazy, but my mom used to, and this is me growing up, she was a hairstylist in our home, and she would literally tell us what we needed to prepare for that evening's dinner. Now, did it always go that way? No, but that's just an idea. Another thing is, you know, if you work from home, sometimes we don't exercise, and, you know, we all need it. And we all need to do more of it. And so grab that, you know, teenager child, you know, maybe the teenager doesn't want to do that, but your young kids, and say, you know, let's go walk up the street and let's go see if we can see if that new park is finished. Or let's, you know, see if the neighbor got his new dog yet. You know, different things. Give them something to look forward to that they're going to do with you. And sometimes they will talk to you. And those are precious times. So that's another thought. If you do have an older child, ask them to carve out some time for their younger sibling. I know that's really challenging, but even reward them. You know, if you, you know, if they do something and spend time doing this for, you know, their younger sibling, you know, you're going to let them, you know, go out an extra hour or something like that. But I think that's really important that sometimes parents overlook. If you don't have kids and you have extra time that you want to do something really cool, CASA is a great organization. Dr. Phil is even involved in that. But I was on their board for 12 years, and that's CASA. That is court-appointed special advocates. And what they do, you have to actually go through 10 to 12 weeks of training before you can become a volunteer. And then you are assigned a child. Now, it does take some time, but you're going to go and check on that child in person to see how they're doing and what their environment's like, and just make sure that they're doing okay. And you are the voice of that child, because then you write reports that then you submit to the judge that goes into their case. And it's really such a rewarding organization. I can't say enough about it. That's something that you should consider if you do have that extra time. If you have young adults that are struggling with anxiety and focusing versus being on their phone, we have a guided anxiety journal, and it's called Focusing on Your Journey. And you can get that at time, the number 2, refocus. So TIME, the number 2, refocus.com. And what it is, you'll find it under anxiety journals. And there's actually one for adults as well, but one for young adults. And the one I would say for young adults is middle school up to college. And what we cover is topics like social media, how to limit that time or how to be happy for that person on social media. We talk a lot about that. We also talk about, you know, what stresses them out. And then we have them break it down. So, okay, this stresses you out. What can you do? You know, when they write it out, it's a literally a guided map for them to walk through. And it gives them some things to think about. It even talks about, you know, secrets and what, you know, what it means to keep a friend's secret and how valuable friendship is and different things. But the really cool thing is in the back, they sign it. And then there is a list of resources. So if your young adult or nephew or niece is struggling with anxiety and they don't want to talk to anybody, there are resources in the back for depression and suicide, mental health, things like that. Somebody asked me, they said, you know, would young adults buy this? And this is how this works. Yes, they do. And yes, they will. However, if you're a mom or a dad and you're not communicating with your young adult, buy that journal and, you know, buy a bag of M&Ms or something and throw it on their bed. That's it. Just give them the resource, because I think everyone would agree in today's time that, you know, we need to help our young adults deal with anxiety and mental health. So those are a few ideas. One last one is we have an academic calendar. We did over 2 years of research on this, on what college students wanted in our academic calendars. And we made all of the changes that they actually recommended. And it turned out beautiful. We have one in white, one in black, and one in purple with a marble background. But the great thing about them is inside they're very color-coded. They're really beautiful. Heavyweight paper, they're slick on the outside, and it's spiral bound, so it's extremely durable. So again, go to Time, T-I-M-E, the number 2, refocus.com, and you can check those out as well. But overall, enjoy the summer. Enjoy your kids. These are precious times. And I wish you a fantastic summer and a fantastic week.